Working on the nightcast.
Dude, the nightcast is wild, man. Whew. So, all right.
We're
so
just out here howling at the moon.
We are barking at the moon, dude. You had a nice date this weekend?
It was very unsuccessful.
Very unsuccessful. Oh, very. There's not a good suitor for your date.
You say suitor.
A male suitor.
That wasn't good, man, dude. She was fucking checking up on my money and shit, dude. It wasn't cool.
Ooh.
Trying to get me to cut my hair. Trying to count my motherfucking M's, dude. Oh. I was like, no.
Oh.
Yeah, dude.
Oh.
I would never bring her back to you. I would never present her to you.
She'd be very dishonorable.
Yeah, she's fucking asking me. She, like, this is
talking
ridiculous.
About money and cutting hair, dude.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
It's two things I hate, dude.
It's early in a relationship to be talking about your haircut.
Yeah, you'd be fucking up in my motherfucking wallet, dude.
What did she say about your money, other than...
The show. I did that show in Lancaster.
All right. Well, that's understood.
Well, it was strange, because I
could
was...
You feel
like,
her sinking like how her
the show go, dude. There was like a cat. They're like,
yeah.
No, I was fucking sitting
there. I don't know
there.
About cat. I was talking about.
Yeah, I know.
Different
I
three
fucking,
letter.
I fucking
different
muddied.
Three letter
I muddied
word.
The, I muddied the analogy. The she's like, how was your show? I was like, oh, dude, it was good. She's like, oh, you made a lot of money? And I was like, ugh. I was like, come on, don't get disgusting on me.
Did she say it with like a nasally voice like that? And she's like, did you make a lot of money?
She might as well have, dude.
You know, oh, my God. Did they pay you well at your comedy? How was your comedy show? Did they give you monies? Cut that hair, would you, please? Jeez, it's a terrible haircut.
You look like a Scraggy Muffin.
Don't. You shouldn't be
you
doing that.
You look like a schmuck.
You shouldn't be doing that. I should be doing that. It's very disrespectful when you do it. That's a girl that you pledge your allegiance to.
No, I didn't, dude. We fucking broke up instantly. Don't ask me.
What do you mean
instantly? Relatively instantly.
What caused
dude.
It?
Nothing, dude. We just fucking didn't
working
see eye to eye.
Working on the nightcast.
We didn't see eye to
for
eye.
For the listeners, I know exactly what the reason is, but...
It's too fucked up.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about it.
Listeners, it's too fucked up.
Listeners. When Matt showed her his penis...
No, dude.
She said, look at that little schmuck. And they no. had he had to stop.
Shout right, dude. Shout right. That would never happen. No, it didn't. What the fuck was I going to say? There was something about
probably
it.
Probably about the dark goblin.
The dark. Oh, no, it wasn't even about the dark goblin, dude. It was fucking. I don't know. I don't remember. But it definitely wasn't fucking.
She was asking about your money.
That's
about
motherfucking
told you
money.
Get your haircut.
Trying to fucking Samson and Delilah me.
Mm-hmm.
Then it was just fucking. I bounced, dude. That was it.
You said enough of this.
I said fuck this. Oh, dude. I was on. I was also on a NoFap.
NoFap.
That got me to fucking relive my... That got me to re-question... I question that and all of that now.
It's so dumb.
I was talking to my life coach.
I've been fucking telling you, dude. That's
you're right.
Retarded.
I had to verify that off my life coach, dude. Both you guys are right.
Who's your life coach?
Spade.
The fucking Spud Man?
Spud Man is my life coach,
fucking
dude.
Spud McKenzie is
I told
who you're
him.
Going to?
Yeah. See, no, he doesn't do... my brother's all about the fucking NoFap.
The NoFap is one of the dumbest...
It's not good, dude.
I told you this the first time.
I know,
time.
You're right. You're
Matt
right.
Fucking NoFap, by the way, for our...
I thought you were a porn addict. I didn't know.
For the layman. I'm not a fucking porn
you're not
addict,
a porn addict.
You
I know
maniac.
You're not. You're not a porn addict.
What do you mean you thought I was?
Dude, it's just... I'm a porn addict, so I just thought you were too, dude.
I see porn for like 4 minutes every other day.
Dude, you're not a porn... Trust me.
Pretty good.
Trust me, you're not a porn addict. I can tell.
As soon as I'm done, I have no desire to watch porn.
You exhibit no symptoms of a porn addict. You're direct.
I look like a porn addict.
Nah, dude, you're direct. You're to the point. Porn addicts fucking hide and they lie.
No, I'll fucking get in there.
Exactly. You're not a porn addict.
I gotta hide what I'm watching.
Well, everyone does, dude. We're all about to get fucking out in the open, dude.
Yeah, I know. You gotta come out and say it.
It just like dudes won't talk to each other for like 3 days and then we'll all be like, all right, well, fuck.
I don't think I'm into that weird of porn, though.
I plead the fifth, dude.
I really don't. I think
I'm not. I mean, it's really not. I mean, dude, what's like the weirdest thing you could think of?
Probably blacks.
What?
I'm just kidding.
Good God.
I'm just kidding. No, I don't know.
I don't mean, who knows, but.
I don't know, there's people, there's like fisting.
See, none of it's weird. That is, I actually have never watched that. If you were like heavily into bestiality, I guess it'd be like, yo, bro. I feel like, no, you get like one or two vids a year where it could be like, yeah, it's good.
I did see a guy fuck a snake.
Yeah,
I showed you that.
You showed me that. But that's, you get like two of them a year. But if you had like every night and it was like, you were like skipping your web history, it was like, man fucks pig, man fucks squirrel, pig fucks dude.
I'd watch
Boy
Nymph.
Sucks fucking bird.
Yeah, true. We're getting it. This is Nightcast.
Sorry, this
is
Nightcast.
Getting way too Nightcast.
This is getting wild.
I shouldn't have said blacks.
Well, you were just fucking around.
I was just JKing, but
You're JK Rollins, dude.
Light Windows, dude.
Yeah, bro.
Is that
Nightcast is about Nightcast to get some guests on here, dude. I'll be not happy about this shit.
Lot of guests.
Oh, man. But
so
either
you had
way,
a, you
the date
had a,
sucked.
You had a negative experience on your date.
Staying offline.
But what we do need to talk about is no-fapping. I think that's one of the dumbest theories I've ever heard.
I agree with you, dude.
Matt tries to, like, not jerk off.
For, like, days.
For how long do you go? Like, once a week is what you were saying, right?
Yeah, I was doing once a week for 3 weeks.
That's
so
fucking
I was rocked, dude. I was rocked.
That's disgusting.
Well, I was fucking rocked. What do you want me to do, dude?
What do you mean rocked?
I was hard as a fucking nail, dude.
It's gross. You shouldn't get too hard. That's gay. You should always have a hard.
That's true,
semi.
Dude. You should be able to flop it a little bit.
You should be able to flop it.
If your dick is that hard, you're thinking about dudes.
If your dick is so hard that the only way it gets that hard, the only reason for it to be that hard is to penetrate a butt.
That's true.
I need vaginal.
Damn, dude.
A vaginal erection.
I might take you on as my second life coach. That's
Which
some fucking wisdom,
That's a very
dude.
A semi.
Yeah.
You need a decent semi.
That's all you need to get
that's
in
all
there.
You need.
I like
get putting, in, get out.
I just fuck girls in my pure limp penis, dude.
Pure limpy?
Just fucking put the needle in them, dude.
Toss that needle.
Put the baby pacifier in them, dude. Put them asleep with that, dude.
Sorry. I was thinking about the noise, too. It's very funny.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's nice.
Yeah,
dude.
They call me Mr. Softy, dude. I got the truck. It's like,
you pull up in the truck, dude. This is Nightcast, dude. Is that your fucking second cider?
Dude, this is fucking...
Holy shit.
These two ciders are basically like a bottle of wine, dude. Fucking...
Oh, no.
It's high AB.
We might need to keep this cast going just to see how wacky you get off this.
Nightcasty.
Oh, my God. Tell me about how you fucking nutted in your pants when you saw Boss Baby.
Dude, that was a fucking... That was a very successful online date. Fucking met up.
Matt went on an online
date. My girlfriend.
And cummed in his fucking pants.
A little bit. Not a full load, dude. Just the first fucking volley when you're like, I'm going to, and it's just like.
That's crazy. I've never done that.
Dude, me either. It was literally like, I've never had a wet dream, but I feel like.
I've woken up with a little, nothing. You've never had that?
Never had a wet dream. I always get woken up right when I'm about to get fucking like.
Yeah, I do that too.
I always
100%.
Wake up. But like, I mean, I've like. I got a leaky unit, dude. If I get excited during the day, it's leaking.
Everybody does. Everybody
really?
Does. See, that's
I feel like
thing.
Mine just started leaking more.
No, everybody has a leaky unit, dude.
Really?
Yeah, if you're making out, there's pre-cum.
Yeah,
everybody
but I feel like
that.
I'm
like
fucking...
you make out a little bit, you could just white, or not white, clear fucking just
mine's pre-cum. I've been like literally, I'm making out during Boss Baby 3D, dude. I'm fucking cupping a fucking butt cheek, and I literally was just like... It was,
and you full nutted.
I told you, dude, when I stood up at the end of... not full nutted. I just sent out that fucking warning rope, just that volley of arrows, dude. It's just like... I told you, when I stood up, my boxers were cold from where I fucking nutted in them, dude.
Oh, man.
At the end of Boss Baby,
no,
I stood up and was
been,
like... Ooh.
I've been there. I've been like... In bed with somebody.
We're also red-blooded Americans, dude. So we're
fucking red-blooded.
We're fucking shooting cum all day.
How much do you fucking love troops, dude?
Oh, I fucking love the troops. My fucking babe's a troop, bro.
Your new baby is an African troop.
She's a troop. Yeah.
No, she is.
She literally is. She's from Africa, and she's a United States troop.
That's exactly what we need.
Dude.
Talk about fucking proper immigration.
Fuck yeah, dude.
You come here. You fucking do it legally.
Yep.
You get fingered at Boss Baby 2. The guy next to you comes in his pants at Boss Baby 2.
And then you serve.
Or Boss Baby 1.
3D.
It's not 2 yet.
I hope there's a sequel, dude.
There's going to be a sequel, dude.
I might full come at the sequel of Boss Baby 2. Dude, the 3D was intense. It was fucking...
I can't believe you cummed in Boss Baby.
Dude, I'd me either. I was fucking excited about that.
Oh, man.
That's a fucking... It's a nice to chuck just like a fucking rope like that. 31, bro. I'm still fucking chucking ropes.
It's not like 31's old for ropes.
Fucking ropes out of nowhere?
I think 31, you might start to get into your like old man rope prime.
That's true.
You might be getting into...
That's true. Yeah, that's your body being
the
like, dude.
The height of your fucking... Yeah, get
that's
one
true,
in.
That's true, but come on,
get
man. Let's have some fucking kids.
But your body doesn't know if you have a kid or not.
I think it does. Perhaps. It definitely knows, dude, because there's like... Chemical bonding that goes on.
The chemical
kid.
Bonding that's going on about how much you love the cast.
Ooh.
Has tricked your body into thinking you're a father now.
Dude, I want a kid so bad.
Really?
I'm gonna kid right now, dude. I think
cut that shit out. What are you talking about?
This was my fucking nature, dude.
Why the fuck would you want a kid?
This fucking be awesome.
That would be fucking horrific.
Oh, it'd be the best. I think the human brain's only made for like. It's. I think you're designed to stop giving a fuck after like 24 years. Everything just falls apart. You turn 24 and you don't have a kid, and now your brain just like falls apart, dude. You're talking about killing yourself all the time. You're supposed to have a fucking kid.
True. All right, I'll give you that. you didn't have me until you started talking about it. You start thinking about killing yourself.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, if you don't have a kid by the time you're 25, your body's like, all right.
You're done,
this
dude.
Was a bad one. This one didn't work. Kill yourself. Oh, man. Also, I just fucking murdered helium, dude.
Oh, my God.
I just fucking put on a show.
You put on a fucking clinic,
at
dude.
The helium open mic.
That was tight.
They put me on last at the helium open mic as a sign of respect.
Absolutely.
And I didn't see the light. I was supposed to do 5 minutes. And you get a flashing light at 4 minutes, which means you have 1 minute left. And I missed that one. I didn't see it.
You were flying too high, dude.
And I ended up doing 15 minutes. And then I finally had to be like, can I get a fucking light? Like, I thought they were giving out the check, so I didn't.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I told a sick-ass joke about Live Leak, like fucking a snake or something. Yeah, yeah. And everyone laughed except one lady in the corner. So I went to point at her to be like, fucking laugh, lady. And when I did that, I threw the mic cord onto the stool where my beer was sitting, and it knocked over my beer. So I closed with me being like, hey, lady, fucking laugh. And then I spilled my beer, and they cut the lights off. They cut the stage lights off.
That was, dude. Pure fade to black.
That's, if you're not familiar with comedy, that's probably the worst open mic you can possibly have.
The sound of a breaking object and then the lights cutting
out. It's me dropping a glass. First off, running the light.
By a hot 10.
You're supposed to do 5 and you do 15.
That's a power move, dude.
Well, that's what he thought I was doing.
Well,
that's why
alpha.
He just let me go. He just kept being like, I guess Shane wanted to run some new stuff, and I just kept doing old stuff because I didn't know I was going to do that long.
You're going
so
off
like,
on the fucking pop, bro. You're going off on the big pop. Fucking alpha, dude. You alpha the whole
mic.
Yeah,
I'm feeling good about it.
That's a sick fucking move.
I feel strong.
Think about that. Not everyone's going to fucking just rip 15 at the end.
I'm also happy about you coming in your pants.
Dude, my sexual conquests are purely fucking for the cast, dude. I do it all for the 2,500. This is fucking 2,500. Dude, my whole thing is that, what was I going to say?
Something about 15-year-old texture?
No.
Which is a horrific statement.
That's disgusting.
You said that.
Well, that's disgusting, but.
Oh, fuck, dude. Do you think your new bae is going to listen to the fucking cast?
I hope not. But, I mean, she better love me for me. And all my sick fucking theories.
Are you sure you told her that you cummed in Boss Baby?
Oh, 100% told her I cummed in Boss Baby.
Because that's nuts that you told her.
Dude, I told her right away.
Matt cummed in his pants.
A little bit. Not a full rope. I didn't have an orgasm in my pants. I just fucking, it was beyond leaking. It was like, and I was like, holy fuck.
Really?
It was a nice one, dude.
Never experienced that.
Me either, till then. I'm usually pretty reserved, dude, and fucking, good God.
Boss Baby jarred one loose.
Boss Baby fucking fired up the cylinders, dude.
Well, there you have it.
There it is.
Go see Boss Baby.
Boss Baby
wanna,
3D. Dude.
You want to nut in your pants on an online date?
Basically, yeah.
From fucking Honest Tom's?
Somewhere,
or
dude. They're,
Honest
their
Tom's
food
would be sick.
Fucking sucks. We'll get fucking Honest Tom's.
Oh, we probably shouldn't even mention that.
What?
As racist as you are on this cast, you think we need to associate Honest Tom's with this cast?
Whatever.
It's bad for business, bud.
We get it catered if we want, dude. Yeah, that'd be
business.
Funny if our fucking podcast was like Trump's inauguration. None of the Bruce Springsteen fucking cover bands.
Yeah, nobody will help us. They'll be like, listen, I like it.
We have to boil
That's
hot
like fucking Mackie.
Yeah.
Mackie loves the podcast, but he's like, I can't share it.
Yeah.
Because it's too bad for business.
Dude, this is toxic masculinity, dude.
This is hardcore shit.
Love it, dude.
This is too hard for a lot of you softies out there.
Nah,
although,
dude.
If they're listening to this.
They love it, dude.
Swag's on 100.
This is a fuck, dude. This is a roller coaster.
This is fucking Lansing, Michigan, Savannah, Georgia. Turn the fuck up, dude.
Wake up, dudes. Wake the fuck up. Yeah, my date was fucking sick last night.
Tell me about it.
Well, we went out. We got a little fucking We got some fucking dim sum, little dumplings, little fucking...
Yeah, they're the best.
Perfect portions, dude.
Yeah.
Little fucking small bowl.
Oh my God. All right,
sorry. Tell me about your day. That was Matt farted.
That was not me. My butthole is Matt way farted. More. My butthole is like, your butthole is like the fucking North Pole. Mine's like Florida, dude. Mine's fucking wet and fucking live. All
right, go to your anyway. Fucking date, dude.
Anyway. no, we went out. We were hanging out, dude. It was fun, you know? But yeah, my babe right now is an African troop. So
that's sick.
She can literally.
She's a child soldier.
No, dude. No. No.
She's got an AK-47 and a necklace of ears.
How fucking dare you, dude? She what? Fights for the United States
she
Army.
She does. I apologize.
Oh my gosh, she'd dress you the fuck down.
Why?
You fucking know why.
Why?
You're
it's
fucking
funny.
Troop, dude. That is hilarious.
You said your fucking girlfriend was an African troop.
I know. I thought of the same thing like 2 weeks. That was actually
what,
really
that
funny.
Your lady's a child soldier?
Yeah.
It's really funny.
But, dude, she literally was just flaming this big Chinese dude in that restaurant last night. And it was fully like, this guy was like literally 6'3" Chinese dude. And she was like, I did not know they were that big. And I'm sitting there like, dude, you have to chill. And I'm like laughing. Dude, what the fuck can you say
yeah,
to her?
Well, I'll tell
an
you this.
African girl troop.
I will say this. White people are definitely more woke than Africans.
100%.
1,000,000%. Like, we're definitely less racist.
They don't have to, but they like they live in the fucking real world where it's like...
Yeah.
They can
I
be like, yo, I see 100 Chinese dudes. That guy's fucking huge. That's weird.
Yeah.
This guy was different. Fucking... Dude, it was like, this dude was taller than you and probably had like 40 pounds on you.
Next time you're in a cab with an African... Go ahead and ask him what he... Never mind. Yeah. Ask no, him his dude, thoughts. Just say, hey, what do you think of this?
Dude, it's so... But then just sort of sitting there, and it's like we're looking at this guy. I'm like, yeah, that guy's fucking huge. And she's like, he looks like he could be the emperor. And I was just like, holy jeez. Fucking shit. And dude, literally, in
that's
my
good
head...
Day. I'm also, Jesus Christ, babe. Pray to Christ she does not listen to this fucking thing.
Why?
That's your fucking impersonation of her?
I mean, I'm
that's fucking. You sound like Dikembe Mutombo.
Well, dude, that's what.
That's not what she fucking sounds. She has no way. She's like, I believe he could be the emperor.
It doesn't, dude.
No, dude, you're giving her a fucking bad impersonation.
Every time she's saying this shit, I'm just sitting there like shouting through song, dude, and throwing like excellent, superb.
You love Mortal Kombat references, dude.
Flawless.
You know what you should start doing? We should get the whoopsie. Mortal
oh
Kombat.
My
and
god!
Every you should go back and every time you've referenced Mortal Kombat, toss
whoopsie.
One of those in. Just toss that in every time.
But yeah, dude, that's fucking. That was a sick fucking date. Like, there was literally a couple next to her just being like, "Jesus fucking Christ!"
What? While she was dropping racial knowledge,
dude, it was so funny.
That's sick.
They are usually very small. He's very big, dude. I was dying.
Why does your girlfriend sound Korean at the end of that? He is very big.
She might have been making fun of him.
He has
know.
A beige. Oh. Dude, you're showing your ass right now.
I'm not
all
showing
right.
my fucking ass. You just showed your
let
ass.
Let me take a piss. And then...
Damn, dude, I have no love for these hoes right now.
Hoes?
None.
Why?
I just have no love for them, dude.
You don't like hoes
I started
anymore?
Listening to Future again. I started listening to rap, now I hate girls again.
Why are you listening to, dude, you know what happens when you listen to Future.
What?
You get out of control.
I do.
You get
in my head,
loose.
I'm like, I am, I'm driving around, I'm like, yeah, dude, fuck these bitches, dude. Fuck them, dude. I don't need their fucking bullshit.
You do, yeah, you are kind of misogynistic.
I'm not misogynistic. How am I misogynistic? I'm a fucking ideal in truth, dude. All
right, yeah.
Girls
well,
are fucking...
Anybody
right now,
misogynistic, they're not like, oh, I'm just biased against women. They're like, no, I just call it like I see it. Women are fucking shitty.
I would invite anyone to... And I didn't say women are shitty. Just the fucking... The ones I deal with a lot of times.
Yeah, you
be
do.
Shitty.
I'll give you that.
I just... Dude, I'm telling you, man. I'm... Dude... I'm gonna start a retreat for all the fucking lost bays, dude. Just fucking.
You got a couple of bays up there floating around in
Bay Heaven,
dude.
They're up there.
I love that Bay Heaven.
Oh, dude, they're up there.
Just think of all your bays floating around.
I will say, if you visit a bay in Bay Heaven, it's nice. And then you're just
ascend,
like,
dude.
It's a fantasy. You wake up in the rubble of the relationship, like, oh fuck, I forgot all about this. You're gonna get out of
you
here.
You ascend up to Bay Heaven, finger one of them, and then.
Then you're like, oh god, get the
wake
fuck out
up
here.
In Bay Hell.
Yeah, you do instantly. But I don't know. Something we got to do with all the old bays, dude.
What, send them to heaven?
We got to build something for them. I think with the proceeds of the cast, once the cast blows up, we're going to build a retreat for them.
For the old bays?
Just let all like, the 35-year-olds go crochet, dude.
35?
35 if you got dumped and you're 35, you know, someone will come snatch you up.
Put you in a van.
Put you in a van, throw you out to fucking the little fucking gated community. You can watch fucking The Bachelor.
And dig holes.
You can fucking L, the cell phone service cuts out after like midnight. You try to call your ex-boyfriend. It's like, crunk, cuts out. Fuck! He's a fucking asshole. He left me. It's like, yeah.
Oh, man.
The one thing that kills me, and dude, I fucking hear about this constantly when I talk to my fucking online bays, dude, is guys will message them. Like this girl, Wendy, I like struck up a conversation with. I was like, I like the name Wendy. I haven't heard it, you know, whatever. It's my fucking
wait,
gay.
You said that?
Yeah. I was like, I like Wendy. It's nice. She was like, yeah, you're not the only one. Show me a screenshot of this guy being like, I can't wait to moan Wendy during sex. Just like, dude.
Oh,
what the fuck? There's a lot of guys out here thinking they're like super sexy.
I can't believe you texted somebody that you liked saying the name Wendy.
I said I like your name. I was like, you have a nice name. Wendy's a nice name. You don't hear it a lot. Whatever, dude. My fucking game's not the best, bro. Fucking help. I'm trying, dude.
I like your name.
I do. It's Gwendolyn.
Next text was like, also, I don't believe in germs.
It was just D-O-U smoke weed. So yeah, yeah. Do you smoke weed? Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Also, I had fleas.
Dude, I swear to God, the girls send me pictures of guys, like the shit guys do, and it's like dudes with selfies being like, you trying to come over and fuck or no? And it's just like, just some fucking dude.
I can't even
it's
fucking
insane,
fathom
dude.
That shit, dude.
It fucking drives me
if
nuts.
If I send like a sexual text, I'm immediately taken out of it. Like if I try to send something sexual,
dude, Shane,
I can't stay
I'm
in
talking,
that for more than 2
I'm talking
seconds.
You laying in your bed. In
I know.
Like a tank
I know. Taking
top,
a picture of yourself,
like, trying to come over and ride or what? And this is like, you know, this is gonna sound gay of me, but maybe if you had like gelled hair and like a neck tattoo, I'd be like, all right, this guy's dumb enough to send this. This is a fucking dude with like.
Yeah,
looks
normal.
Like he just came out of a fucking, like, he was like an accountant.
Yeah.
He's just sitting there with, like, his straight bangs down, like, you trying to come fuck? And it's like, dude, what the fuck are you thinking? When dudes are seducers,
ooh,
it's so...
I'm telling you, I get
these little fucking messages all the time.
Yeah.
Girls send me stuff.
Good
I'm
Christ.
Like, what are you... Yo, if you're doing that shit, knock it off.
I'll tell you what, it's hard to be a fucking white guy seducing people.
It's impossible, dude.
I think being a black guy has got to be pretty easy.
Black
like, you're,
guy,
you're allowed to catcall...
Yeah.
You're allowed to fucking...
Dude, Latino.
Yeah, you're
mommy.
Allowed to fucking send a picture of your fucking dick and be like, hey, mommy.
You bite your knuckle.
Oh, yeah. As a fucking just a white accountant, you know how hard it is to fucking...
Well, I mean...
Properly...
Do I have to say
seduce
it?
Seduce a lady?
Do I have to say it?
What's that?
That's why we have skyscrapers, bro. You have to fucking sit at the top of a skyscraper and just look down.
As white guys, you have to be like, well, I built this empire.
You have to just wear a suit and be a total psycho.
Yeah.
And just be like
come up
what,
to my penthouse.
Who's that actor who was like, I fucked a guy, Tom Hardy
I was fucked
a guy
neat.
In the ass just to see what, that's how you get pussy as a white guy.
Yeah,
just
yeah,
to
yeah.
see what it felt like.
I
and
fucking
like,
conquered
God,
everything,
so
including men's butts. No, it was Tom Hardy saying it. He was like, I fucked his ass, didn't I? Innit?
I
fucked
know.
Him right in his ass, innit?
I fucked him in his bumhole.
I'm in a new movie, I'm a Nazi pilot, innit?
You have to just fucking just... Look, you have to just crack the fucking window of your limo and just let your eyes out, dude. That's how you get chicks.
You know what's funny? This is the first time I've...
Shane just admitted off air that he has a fucking hard
no,
semi.
No, I said I got a decent semi.
Semi.
Well, you were telling me about that date.
Yeah, it's true.
What's ooh, going on with that date
boy.
There, little boy?
I got a hot date tonight, baby.
Yeah? How hot?
As hot as it gets, really.
Yeah, as hot as... Is she allowed to drink legally?
No.
Is
well,
she
no.
out of high school?
Yes.
That's the sweet spot.
Exactly, dude.
That's
Bam.
The sweet spot.
Imagine just like, I just can't wait for me
bullseye.
And my girlfriend to do her 21st birthday together.
Bullseye.
She probably can drink more than me.
Definitely.
I'll be like, I'm going to drink 3 Cydies.
You guys
21 shots.
Yeah, you guys can split a 6-pack of Cydies.
We would get hammered.
Up.
Me and
yeah.
her.
End up having a kid, dude.
Yeah, dude. That's how you do it.
What's going on, man?
That's how you have a healthy kid.
That's how you have a healthy kid?
That's how it's supposed to be.
Little 20-year-old.
Yeah.
For sure.
Hell yeah.
For
we'll
sure.
We'll see. I was actually, this is fucking... In my head, because I'm like, you know, when things are too good to be true, it's like, let's, you know, let's hang out, let's do this,
yeah.
we can do whatever you want, we can just watch a movie. In my head, I'm like, what if she's, like, has, like, Asperger's?
What?
In my head, I'm like, if it's too good to be true, there has to be a tweak
so,
on
wait,
it.
So, wait, you're worried that a black chick that's 20 years old is autistic?
Yeah.
I don't think they make them autistic.
You don't think so?
Have you met an autistic black woman?
You don't see them.
They don't exist.
Yeah, but you're not fucking like pedaling around the arena.
I'm in the trenches, dude.
I don't think so, dude. No, and they definitely do. They definitely do.
Yeah, of course.
If you see like a black dude in like a Mario Nintendo t-shirt, double down on that
like
one,
LeMaire
dude.
Lee.
They keep it going. Yeah, like
LeMaire Lee. If you meet a black dude that's like into GameCube,
yeah,
he has autism.
They keep it quiet.
Yeah. Just like, did you know this? Black people don't sneeze.
Huh.
They never sneeze.
They do quiet sneezes.
No, they don't sneeze at all.
Yeah, that's not definitely not true. I'm not my ex-wife's black. But
I bet she never sneezed.
She would just go like a weird sneeze.
No, it's just something I always say to white people because then they're always like, oh, wait.
I was almost going to believe you, but I'm like, wait, I've definitely witnessed the black sneeze many a time.
The black sneeze is very real. It actually killed half of Europe.
the black sneeze.
In the 15th century.
Yeah, with my head, I was like...
Rats.
I was trying to. Rats what?
Rats brought the black sneeze.
They brought the black sneeze, dude?
Yeah, from the Middle East trading.
They stole it. They took it, dude.
No, the rats in cargo holds.
They caught the black sneeze?
They carried the black sneeze into Europe.
So then that's what happened. White people stopped sneezing and our sinuses got all fucked up.
We all died.
We're like, oh.
Yes.
It's a good call. Well, it's a great theory.
It's not a theory, dude. It's fact. The black sneeze, dude.
The black sneeze.
That's what Ring Around the Rosie's about.
Yeah, it's true. Pocket full of posy.
Yep.
Ashy.
Initially, it was about ashy.
Dude.
It was about cocoa butter.
I, like, from my car to the house, I was, like, carrying in, like, my new doorknob. I fucked up my doorknob. I was, like, carrying in my new doorknob. And I was, like, thinking about how I'd explain that. Be like, well, she's fucking hot. I'm going to be like, well, she's nice.
What,
she's honest.
20-year-old?
She has Asperger's. Yeah, I was trying to, like, think about how I'd explain my Asperger's girlfriend.
There's nothing wrong with Asperger's girlfriend.
Me either. That's why
what
I was like.
Me either.
I mean, I don't think so either.
Fucking Asperger.
I ran this whole thing down. I was like, dude, I would totally be like, yeah, fuck off. My girlfriend has Asperger's.
It might be better. She might keep to herself.
Honest. A lot of people with Asperger's can't lie, really.
You just got to get her a fucking, like, coloring book and sit her down.
Dude, be great. Well, not a coloring book.
Yeah, Rubik's Cube.
Not even. Just
something
some fucking little cartoon, dude.
I don't know if we know enough about Asperger's.
I do. I worked with a guy with Asperger's.
And what? He was into cartoons?
They'll get like a Always Sunny, and like he'll just watch every single episode like five times, memorize it.
Yeah.
So we could just watch cartoons. I could get stoned, and we can just fucking... Yeah. We'd be a good match.
Actually,
in my head,
sounds like you'd be living with me.
Yeah.
Like just a guy who plays FIFA all day.
Yeah. In my head, I'm like, this would be fucking nice. I'm gonna be so pissed.
She's gonna have Asperger's.
I'm gonna be kind of disappointed when she's like hi and looks me in the eyes. I'm like, fuck.
Oh, so now you've gotten to the point where you want her to have.
Now I want her to have the Bergs, dude.
You want to get that iceberg slim, dude. That fucking. Oh,
now man. All I want is a hot chick with Asperger's. That's my new aspiration.
That's cool.
Yeah. I gotta go on. There's definitely gotta be a dating app for that.
Yeah. For people with Asperger's?
Yeah. It's fucking. I'm gonna be the.
It's
who's that
Reddit.
Fucking. Yeah, really.